But we begin with beasties in the ballast. Large container ships in international waters can carry untold numbers of biological stowaways in their holds. 30 years ago, a ship from North America dumped ballast water containing warty comb jellyfish into the Black Sea, triggering a catastrophic decline in marine life there. A decade later, discharged ballast containing a strain of cholera contaminated shellfish off the coast of Peru, ultimately killing more than 12,000 people in Latin America. A UN treaty calling for regulations that could prevent future catastrophes has been stalled, but will likely be discussed at an international maritime meeting in London next month. Fred Pierce is environmental consultant for New Scientist, and he is an advocate for regulation. Fred Pierce, welcome back to Word of Mouth.
Hi, hello.
First of all, quickly remind our listeners of what ballast is and what is its purpose on these big ships.
The purpose of ballast water is to stop ships falling over. Any ship structure, when it empties itself of its cargo, it's got to replace that cargo with something just to keep everything balanced. So it has ballast tanks and it fills the ballast tanks with water until it refills with cargo. So that means that they're traveling around the world with very large amounts of water just to keep the ship integral. And that water is picked up in coastal waters in one part of the world and then discharged again. And we're talking about, you know, thousands and thousands of tons of this stuff somewhere else. Inevitably, in that water, there are various species from, you know, seeds and bits of plant to algae to jellyfish to all sorts of things picked up in the coastal waters where they picked up the water and then discharged probably on the other side of the world. Mm. And that creates a host of problems. It creates this big issue that people talk about, invasive alien species, North American species turning up in the waters of Central Asia, Japanese species turning up off the coast of Africa, that kind of thing.
And we're talking about, the calculation that you cite in your op-ed piece, 7 billion tons of ballast water round the world each year.
Yeah, well, actually, pretty much at any one time, there's about that amount of water in the ship, in the ballast tanks of ships going around the world. We're talking about something like 70,000 ships, many of them very large.
All right. So the blob that ate the Black Sea, this was what I referred to earlier. Tell us a little bit about that. And this is not only happening in oceans, but invasive species are making their ways into inland coastal waters.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was a kind of swap that went on. I mean, it wasn't a deliberate swap, but it's what happened. The zebra mussel is perhaps the most famous invader in the U.S. It was dumped out of some ship's ballast water somewhere in the Great Lakes a couple of decades ago and has spread around through the Great Lakes and up into river systems, causing massive amounts of problems, blocking water intakes, that kind of thing. That the zebra mussel came from the Caucasian region of Central Asia, pretty much where American ships a little later dumped some ballast water containing this comb jellyfish, which was pretty harmless in North America because it had plenty of other bugs around that would eat it and keep it under control, but had nothing in the Black Sea that would eat it. And as a result, it just spread and spread and spread. And at one point, there was 1 billion tons of this jellyfish in the Black Sea. Now, that is 10 times more than all the fish harvested by fishermen around the world in a year. Just a huge, and it destroyed the entire ecosystem for several years. Until, oddly enough, another comb jellyfish turned up and started eating it. That swam in of its own accord, probably from the Mediterranean somewhere. So, you know, alien species sometimes, a predator will catch up with them, but they can do a heck of a lot of harm in the meantime.
We're talking about biological stowaways on the high seas. That's alien species moved across the world and discharged from container ships. Fred Pierce is environmental consultant for New Scientist, and he's with us. Well, the United Nations Maritime Organization proposed a ballast water convention back in 2004. Now, what was proposed and what's holding it up?
It's being held up because not enough nations have ratified it. They all, you know, they turned up at the UN and they signed it, and that includes the US and, you know, most other nations. But it doesn't come into force until sufficient of them go back home and put it through their own legislatures. And most countries still haven't. In fact, they require 30 countries with 35% of the tonnage of the world's shipping fleet to sign up, and so far we're at 29%. It wouldn't take too many. If the UK, the US, Germany, Japan, Italy, a couple more nations all signed up, it would tip it over the top and it would come into force. But so far they haven't. The hope is that maybe in a couple of months' time they will, but people have been saying that for quite a long time now.
Well, what do the regulations actually do? Is there a way of destroying these beasties, and then are you releasing dead species into the ocean?
Yeah, what they would require is for ships to carry decontamination equipment. It could be different sorts. It could be chemical. It could be, you could use ozone. You can use ultraviolet light. There are different ways of also filtration systems. Some system for just making sure that when they discharge ballast water, which they've taken across the world, that they don't discharge the beasties as well, that they kill them or, otherwise make them harmless. It seems a pretty simple, straightforward measure. Obviously, I mean, the technology's there. It's not, dirt cheap, but it's perfectly doable given that most of our goods travel around the world aboard ships. You'd think the shipping lines ought to be able to afford to do something as straightforward as that.
Well, of course, that's their argument.
But everybody's kind of held off, and it still hasn't happened.
I guess that's the argument, though, that it's too expensive. It can be up to $500,000 per ship. This is the initial investment. Of course, your argument, I suppose, would be that would be made up over time. But it's not just the
ship. Well, it would be. I mean, every shipping line would have to do it. So it wouldn't be as if it created unfairness, because just everybody would do it. And the basic rule under which international environmental law operates is that the polluter pays. So if a polluter can pay in the form of cleaning up, the so much the better.
Well, okay, so you single out these shipping companies and also the industrialized nations that control them and control most of the shipping, but you also don't withhold your ire for the environmentalists. You're talking about, they should be blocking ports at this point. Is the problem that grave, and are environmental organizations responding well?
Well, I'm astounded that environmental groups haven't done more on this. Maybe they think it's kind of an unfashionable issue, but I think it's just they took their eye off the ball. Maybe they thought, well, there's an international treaty passed, so it'll come into force, and, then the years passed and it still didn't happen, and they kind of were doing other things. But I think given that ecologists say that alien species, these invasive alien species, are really one of the big threats to biodiversity around the world, and certainly stuff that comes aboard ships, it's coming a long distance, and waterborne species are really very good at traveling around and making a nuisance of themselves. I find it extraordinary that environmentalists have not taken this more seriously. I don't think they've been malicious about this. I think they've just taken their eyes off the ball and not kind of realized what's going on here and the importance of it.
Fred Pearce, environmental consultant for New Scientist. Great to talk with you. Thanks.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Now you can link to his op-ed, Ships Must Kill Off Beasties in the Ballast Water. That's at wordofmouthradio.org.